check this out. This is Fresh Fit Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we
beat,
we fight our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off, it's underground society, it's serious, but like, dog, hip-hop ain't dead, represent for the legend, rapping mumble rappers, so we sitting on the hip, two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss, it's a murder master music show, free the homie gangster, I see these rappers on the streets, I got my chop about to blow, stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Vanilla song, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drum, let's get it on.
Boy Prez, welcome to Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 697. Our guest tonight is definitely no stranger. We got Crooked of the Darkroom Familia, man. They really go back to the 80s, you know what I'm saying, with this independent hip-hop shit in the Bay Area, Hayward, California, and it really put a lot of shit on the map, man. So let's bring on Crooked and chop it up with him. He's got some new projects out. Duke's got some projects in the works or album out right now. Crooked, how are you doing, fam?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Doing real good, man. You guys got a lot of stuff in the works right now. At a time when everybody's just on lockdown and not doing much, you got things popping. Duke's got an album right now, and you guys got the I Got Five on it 3. You know what I'm saying? Man, what's going on with Darkroom and catch everyone up to speed?
Well, I mean, we never really stopped doing stuff, man. Even if something's not out, like as far as, currently, we're always doing something behind the scenes and always working, as far as distributing stuff, licensing things, stuff like that. But we worked on this movie. It's the third sequel, so the third movie in the trilogy of the I Got Five of the movies we did with Todd Bridges. They're pothead comedies. And we ended up getting that done, and it just released on right around 4/20. I think it might have been the 21st. I'm not sure, but we kind of timed it kind of accidentally, though, but it worked out pretty well. And then Duke was working on an album for a minute, and he just, kind of got the itch to do music again. So he told me, yeah, I'm going to start doing a solo. I didn't really trip because I didn't know how serious he was, but he had hit me up, say, hey, man, I got like 5 tracks done already. I was like, holy shit. So he started getting beats from people and getting features on it, and he ended up doing it. And it's a really good album, man. It's probably one of our favorite albums that anybody's done in Darkroom, in my opinion. I think it's really, really, really good.
So, yeah, The Darkest Hour.
The Darkest Hour. Duke of Darkroom Familia, The Darkest Hour. It's got a bunch of features and different production on it, and it is came out on Cinco de Mayo. So right after the movie, and they're both doing well. The movie's everywhere. Google Play, iTunes, Vudu, fucking all kinds of VOD shit. It's after the VOD window closes, it's going to go to cable and God knows what. He's doing all kinds of little deals and shit. And album, same shit, Spotify, Apple Music, everything, Amazon, physical CDs and digital downloads, everything.
Wow. So, wow, man. Congratulations on that, man. It's hard to put out one movie, let alone a trilogy. I know that a lot of hard work has to come into play because you guys take care of everything, do you not? As far as editing,
definitely.
All of it.
Yeah, Yeah, right. This one I actually did very, very little on this one, man. I got my own shit going because we both kind of have our own little investments and business shit going, real estate shit, whatnot. And, you know, we're all kind of separated because we all got kids and wives and shit. And it's just hard to get everybody together at the same time schedule-wise. So even getting the cast back from all the movies was just really hard. Yeah, so Duke wrote this one and directed it. All I did a little bit of music, and I was there on some of the scenes we were shooting, and I provided some location, shit like that. But, you know, I'm proud of the movie. You know, he really wants to keep doing movies, and I'd like to as well, but it's more of, to me, I kind of lost a little of the passion for it just because of the business went to shit, you know. So I kind of don't really give a fuck about it much. I mean, I still do like it. I mean, if I could get some decent pay, like, I mean, serious pay from it, I would definitely do it. But it's just a lot of hard work and shit, and it'll take away from everything I got going here in my family and shit, you know. And Duke, like, he really likes to stay busy. So he did it, and I helped very little, but I did help a little bit. But it's all on him, man. I gave him all the props for this one. It came out good, and it's, you know, people like it. So we shall see how it goes.
Yeah, and you know, it's dope, you know, with him coming back, you know what I'm saying, rapping as well. Does that kind of spark the bug for you to want to, you know, get back into it maybe, and maybe do like a Darkroom CD or something in the future, or even a Crooked Soul album?
It's funny you brought that up. Like, I'm all over this album. It's basically a Darkroom album because we got as many Darkroom homeboys we can get on it. The only one we weren't able to get was D-Roll. He's hard to get a hold of. He does shit like that. He works on like satellites and all kinds of shit, ends up doing shit for NASA. That's what D-Roll's been doing for years now. So it's really hard to get a hold of him, but we did kick it with that dude, and it was just a bitch to get him on there. You know, it just didn't work out the timing, but this is pretty much like a Darkroom album. It's, you know, it's very much a Duke solo, but we're all over it. I got a bunch of verses on there. I did some production on there. And, yeah, it is funny, though, because when he was coming around telling people, yeah, I want to do one, like within a week, everybody starts saying, fuck, you know what? Hell yeah, I want to do one, too, and I want to do some shit. So now everybody wants to do a solo. It's fucking funny. Like, I'm the only one who is not really tripping yet. But, like, Oso wants to do one. KID wants to do one. Also, we started working on something. Young D, EMAC, like everybody wants to do something, you know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I don't know. I never say never. I just don't. I don't really. I'm like kind of on the fence about it. Perhaps, I don't know. You know, if somebody wants to throw some shit around and tell me to jump on it, I might just jump on something.
Yeah, because I mean, it's at this point, it's like in your guys' DNA. You've been doing it so long. You know, I imagine it comes and goes from time to time. Like you said, man, Duke just kind of got the bug for it, and it turned into this project, and, you know, it's going to umbrella from there. So, but when did you guys initially get your start? I think I said in the 80s. I'm not wrong, am I?
No, you're correct. We were, our first thing we ever recorded was in 88, and I don't remember what the fuck we sampled, but it was like somebody's instrumental. I absolutely do not remember what it was. It might have been an old NWA instrumental. I don't remember, but because that's all we had back then. You know, we're fucking kids. And so we didn't know how to make beats and shit. And so we used instrumentals and did our own little samples and scratches and mixes and shit. And then we finally got around to being able to produce our own shit and go to a real studio. But, I mean, when we started, when we actually went to a real studio, it was real to real tape machines, you know. So we went from that to everything is digital now. It's so easy to do. But, you know, I've been doing it for a long time, you know, 88, fucking kids, man. I was, I don't know, 13 years old or some shit. I don't know how old I was. I was a fucking kid. Because, like I said, like Duke and Dino, they're older than me. But, yeah, you know, we've been doing it since then. You know, grew up 80s kids, influenced by all the OGs, fucking Too Short, Ice-T, you know, Eazy-E, all that old shit, you know what I mean? I mean, we remember going to this record store in Eastmont Mall called T's Wauzi in Oakland, and they had, you know, 12-inch records, like actual vinyl records we used to buy of, like, Mag Dre. He had I think it was 89 when his came out. It was Too Hard for the Fucking Radio. And we had that 12-inch and Young Black Brother and, you know, all that shit, like E-40, all that, you know what I mean? So they're doing it since then, And it does come natural because we've been doing it for so long. So it wasn't hard to record for this album. You know, the beats came and you just kind of feel it. You hear one of the homeboys' verses. And you're like, oh shit, okay, I got to get on this. And you just do it. And I don't think we've been away long enough to where it feels awkward. I felt fine. I felt like I was, like I had never stopped recording. You know what I mean? It was natural as hell to me. So, some people, I run into some people who try to do music or who have never done music and they can't even keep a beat. You know what I mean? And I always trip off that. Like, it comes so easy to me that maybe I take that for granted. And I feel like, man, any monkey can rap. Like, this shit's easy as fuck. But I guess not, you know, like, I don't know what to say. It's just some people can do it and some can't. I don't know. Not to sound like a braggadocious motherfucker, because I'm not. I'm just saying it just comes very easy to us.
You're right. You're 100% right, man. You know, some people, they either got it or they don't. And you guys, you know what I'm saying, you definitely got it. You've been doing your thing for years and put out so many, I mean, dozens and dozens of projects. Now, when you first recorded in the studio, you said 88, were you Darkroom familiar at that point, or did the name come later?
No, the name came later. Me and Duke had a group called Temporary Insanity. And we the first thing we dropped was like a little cassette single. So it was a cassette, had like an A side and a B side, had like four songs on it. I think two songs on each side. That's how we started doing that little black and white shrink wrap with a fucking hair dryer, little Xerox copy cover. And so we were doing that for a while into the 90s, into 93 and 94. We were still Temporary Insanity. We had full length albums out and EPs and stuff. We were selling thousands. You know, we were going around replenishing the stores ourselves to the point where the stores would just buy them from us when we first started. They would consign, and then after, you know, a month or whatever, we'd come back and they say, shit, we'll buy it. We'll take fucking 30 of them. I'll take 50 of them, you know, and we would just sell them. So it was cool as shit. It worked out for us. And we ended up hooking up with this distributor in Oakland called The Music People, also / In a Minute Records. They put out like old Master P shit and fuck, Ill Manor Posse, Kugnut and them, you know, like a lot of people used to put out on their stuff, RBL Posse. And so they were one of our distributors. We started through them and City Hall Records as well. And so we had sold thousands as Temporary Insanity. And then we were doing shows. We would do anywhere, little clubs, car shows, wherever. And that's how we met Dino. Dino was doing his thing in the Valley. And, you know, he actually, after a while, he had quit rapping because it just, I guess the money really wasn't there. You know, it wasn't that huge doing these shows. So he had quit rapping, and then we decided to go out there. Duke got the idea. Let's go talk to homeboy, man. Let's go. We met him through, we met him at the shows, but like, we weren't like super close. We just ran into each other at the shows all the time. We go, oh, what's up, homeboy? You know, just kind of, he'd do a show, we'd do a show. We kind of worked for the same promoter sometimes. That's how we knew each other. But we ended up having a mutual friend from Hayward, this homeboy from A Street that we know, that also knew Dino, because that homeboy lived in Tracy for a minute, which he's out in the Valley, like, you know, 45 minutes from us or whatever. So through him, he's like, hey, oh, shit, I know where he lives. Oh, shit, oh, yeah, well, let's go kick it with him. He's all right. So we had our homeboy navigate the way to Tracy, knocked on his door, and Dino answered the door with his daughter, baby daughter in his hand. He's like, oh, what's up? What are you guys doing here? And we asked him, can we talk for a minute? He said, yeah. Came in, and we just kind of laid it out for him, this plan we had. We wanted to kind of combine fans because nobody had ever really done that where, you know, at all, really, especially in our area. You know, we had a lot of the Bay Area was loving us, and he had his fans in the Valley, and we said, we need to hook it up and sew it up for Northern Cali because nobody's helping us. Nobody's doing shit out here but us. So, you know, Duke had a plan to do, you know, this group, this crew of fools from everywhere, and that's how it was born. And the name Darkroom was because the studio that we built was it was like in this big wooden shed, and we built the mic booth and the mic stand and all this shit. We were by the time we ended up finishing, we had no money for lights or anything. It was just a fucking shed. We had to go in there with, you know, extension cords and shit with lights. So we just called it the Darkroom Studios, and that came Darkroom Media. Yeah. Actually, from that came Darker Family, and then from Darker Family, we turned to Darker Familia.
Okay, okay. So Temporary Insanity, that was the first thing, and then it went from there. Okay. See, I didn't even correlate the two, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember Temporary Insanity back in the day. You had a couple albums, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we had a few albums. We had an EP. We had a full-length album that we re-released. The very first Darkroom anything that actually had the Darkroom logo on it and everything was actually a re-release of the Temporary Insanity album, Bitches Never Learn. And it had some remixes and a little bit of a change to it, but that was the very first thing. And yeah, I mean, Temporary Insanity, we were on, we were in 4080, and BAM. I don't know if you remember BAM, but
yeah.
It was a magazine out of Frisco. Fuck, what's the name of the other fucking magazine? I can't remember off the top of my head. I cannot remember, but there was another one out of San Francisco, a black and white magazine. For some reason, I cannot remember the name. But we were, you know, we were in Bay Area magazines. We were
Ill-Tip,
as Temporary Insanity.
Yeah,
I remember that, but there was one before. I cannot remember the name of the fucking magazine. I don't know why. It was out of San Francisco. Yeah. But anyways,
golden,
we had a little following already.
Woke Up Hate in the World. That's you guys, right? Yeah.
That's the EP. Yeah, that's the one that had D-Roll. That's the first album that had D-Roll on it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I remember getting that, man. That was, you know, right around the time, like, Cold World Hustlers, and, you know, there's so many different groups in there. Were you doing a lot of shows with a lot of those guys at that time?
94, yeah, Duke has a better memory of shows than I do, because he'll bring up shit, and I say, and he'll tell me, hey, you remember the show when we did this and that? And I'm like, no. So, and it's funny, because I don't even smoke weed or anything. I just don't remember. He has a way better, Muffer's got a really good memory for that. But, yeah, we did shows all over the Bay Area and the Valley with all kinds of people. Some names I could tell you that I remember is like the Contra's Daughters, The Coup, E-40, shit, Rodney Owen, Joe Cooley, Paperboy. I don't know if you remember Paperboy, the Diddy. I couldn't remember. We did shit with Zapp and Roger.
Wow.
Fuck, who else? Let me think. Yeah, I mean, I can't remember everybody off the top of my head, but we did a lot of shows, man.
Yeah. This is amazing, man. It's dope that you guys are still here doing this, you know what I'm saying? But it's also good to hear this history. Let's give them a taste of, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of this new Duke album, you know. And please go get it, everybody. It's called The Darkest Hour. Like you said, it's available everywhere online. You're going to have hard copies available too, I imagine?
Yeah, you can go to Amazon. They're on their physical copies. People asked for us, so we said, all right, fuck it. We'll do some physical copies because everything is digital nowadays. So, you know.
Everything's digital, and it's convenient, you know.
Right.
But there's still them heads out there like myself, man. We love them physicals for sure. Let's give them this this one here, man. This first one we'll do it. It's called Bay Mobbin', man. Why don't you kind of intro this track for us, Crooked?
If I can remember, all right, this is Bay Mobbin' by Duke of Darkroom Familia, and it features Little Speedy Loke, Tito B, and me, Crooked, and I did the beat. So hopefully you guys like it.
I'm from the Beast Bay Area, been spinning, homie. Northside Hayward, for those lattos don't know me. I'm the Duke from the darkroom, did the classic, kill him slowly. Spitting about hustling bitches and crooked police. Only money on my mind, so I stick to the grind. 24-7 on the hustle all the time. I get paid for my rhymes, so hit that rewind. A Northern County gang, man, the best you will find. My kind is real, solid, loyal. Don't fuck with your losers, your suckers is spoiled. I'm rooted to the bay, my blood is in the soil. I got a good grip, so the pistol don't recoil. Clean and oiled, always ready for the class. happen. Ready for some action, I direct, I don't be acting. See a hoe, then I'm acting. See a booty, then I'm slapping. Hear a beat, then I'm rapping. Talking shit, then I'm capping. Mobbing in the bay, bitch, 24-7. Never hesitate, man, even for a second. Keep it on the cool, homie, don't need stressing. In the West Coast, every day is a blessing. Mobbing in the bay, bitch, 24-7. Never hesitate, man, even for a second. Keep it on the cool, homie, don't need stressing. In the West Coast, every day is a blessing.
Gunshots rang through my city on the regular. Concurrently, hot and cold is the street's temperature. Don't come through half, stepping through my section without your weapon. Better head the other direction. You lose your life in a second. Keep the bang in my waist and I won't hesitate. No face, no case, and I ain't leaving no trace. Running up on the bull, that's the wrong thing to do. Cause that's two stab goons all known to shoot. With some hitters with big pistols, shooters won't miss you. Hollows hit them like missiles. Guaranteed to close caskets when we get to the smashing. We never lacking pistol packing. Real riders about that action. Ain't no yapping, I don't know what happened. Motherfucker statement, a punk ass cops. They got surveillance keeping watch cause it's hot on my block. And off top I can't stop and I won't be stopped. I'm clutching my Glock, Cali thugging with the blood of my pops.
Mobbing in the bay, bitch, 24-7. Never had to take, man, even for a second. Keep it on the cool, homie, don't need stressing. In the West Coast, every day is a blessing. Mobbing in the bay, bitch, 24-7. Never had to take, man, even for a second. Keep it on the cool, homie, don't need stressing. In the West Coast, every day is a blessing.
24-7, I'm mobbing, there ain't no stopping. In the dark room, rocking, cooking, got to be knocking. Gas, I'm dropping, spitting fire out the mouthpiece. Scorched like I'm hot grease, sharper than a smooth crease. I'm a beast, devouring the competition. Stay with guns and ammunition, feed it to the opposition. Mobbing and dipping, sliding in the fast lane. Up and down the West Coast, everybody know my name. Tito B, official like a referee. Been in it for a minute, all the youngsters call me OG. And for a fee, I could blaze a track up. And for the free, you could get your face smacked up. You need a backup or get smashed on. I got homeboys quick to get their blast on. You better pass on, I hope you feel it. Dark room familia, it starts the limit.
Mobbing in the bay, bitch, 24-7. Never hesitate, man, even for a second. Keep it on the cool, homie, don't need stressing. In the West Coast, every day is a blessing. Mobbing in the bay, bitch, 24-7. Never hesitate, man, even for a second. Keep it on the cool, homie, don't need stressing. In the West Coast, every day is a blessing.
I'm in the bay, mobbing, mashing, looking for some action. Engine, beast, and tires screeching before getting traction. Attracting attention to the pose and chips. But I ain't riding dirty, I'm all legit, so I don't trip. I stick to mind my business while I handle business. Keep everything on the hush, cause everyone's a witness. I spit the sickest, slickest lyrics in this rap game. Doing circles on the side, showing a circle on the crap game. From the stack, man, Northside Hayward on mine. Instead of mags, I'm Smith & Wesson. MP9 from the 5 dime on the grind with that old school hustle. Got no time for JDM, I'm all American muscle. Came up from rubble, so I learned to appreciate. I'm grateful, I congratulate, cause only gamma bitches hate. We step to the plate and get a hit every time. Mobbing in the bay with that Northern Cali shine, bitch.
Mobbing in the bay, bitch, 24-7. Never hesitate, man, even for a second. Keep it on the cool, homie, don't need stressing. In the West Coast, every day is a blessing. Mobbing in the bay, bitch, 24-7. Never hesitate, man, even for a second. Keep it on the cool, homie, don't need stressing. In the West Coast, every day is a blessing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Duke, the Darkest Hour, available right now. Yeah, man, Crooked, that right there is so refreshing for me because, you know, I come from the Murder Dog era, man, when you guys was really on a roll just dropping hit after hit. And, you know, and it takes me back to that, man. It's good to hear that. It really is, especially now with all this whack bullshit on the radio, you know what I'm saying? And the crap they put in our faces everywhere. It's good to hear this.
Yeah, man, definitely. I mean, I appreciate the kind words, man. I mean, you know, I don't really like to shit on anybody, you know, like call people out personally. And I don't even know these fucking kids that are coming out now. But I always tell you the same shit. I really honestly do not listen to any new music at all. I don't even listen to radio or any satellite radio or any of that shit. I can't fuck with it. I just listen to all the shit I've always listened to. Or if one of the old fools I used to listen to busts something out that's new, I'll bump that. But I mean, I listen to all kinds of shit. I listen to fucking heavy metal, bro. I don't give a fuck. I'm listening to everything.
Me too.
You know, I can't fuck with a lot of new music, and maybe it's just a generational thing. I don't know. I just don't see the same amount of knowledge and appreciation and gift to you know, make good music. Most of it's bullshit. Not that, again, not that there wasn't bullshit in our day. There was plenty of bullshit in our day, but I just feel there was a lot more.
More of a choice.
You know, just. Yeah, more of a choice. And there's a lot more people, like, keeping it fucking honest and saying real shit. And I hate using that word real because so many fake fools say that shit, keeping it real. I don't mean like that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers saying some real shit that you can really fucking relate to, not this bullshit. You know, I mean, again, I might sound, you know, I'm out of it, I'm bitter old dude or whatever, but I don't give a fuck, man. I can't fuck with these new cats. I think they all sound like shit. I think they all use too much auto-tune. And they're glamorizing fake shit that just is not real. I want to hear real shit. I want to hear, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing a little bragging rap, you know, especially freestyling shit, but if you're going to release an album, man, you know, give me some shit, some game, something that I can feel, that I can soak up, that I can relate to, you know, that's how I feel.
Yeah. Like we were talking before the show about this whole coronavirus thing. You had Ice-T drop, you know what I'm saying, shit like, you know what I'm saying, freedom of speech and different things, let people know, hey, this is what could happen in the future. You know, knowledge for real. These guys ain't dropping shit right now. But like you said, man, they're glorifying, you know what I'm saying, drugs and stuff. When we were coming up, it wasn't cool to be a junkie. We laughed at the junkie, man. It's like, get your mind right. What the fuck are you doing? You know, nowadays they endorse that shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, and that's going back to what you said. We had different choices because a lot of kids are saying the same dumb bullshit. And you know, you brought up Ice-T, and for real, Ice-T's got a lot of game. Fucking, we had the fools that push dope, which is fine. But then we also have fools that were telling you the dangers of dope, like Too Short had Girl, That's Your Life. It was about crackheads in 1985. You had, you know, Melly Mel, fucking, you had even Ice-T, you know, you had fucking Boogie
yourself,
Down Productions,
yeah.
Man, Carriers 1 had Love Is Gonna Get You. That is one of the hardest, most realest fucking gangster songs ever made. Like, today, listen to that motherfucker today, the lyrics on that shit, it's real as fuck. And kids don't have that, in my opinion, in this day. They have a lot of bullshit. And which is fucking, I don't know, man. It's kind of sad. Because kids are growing up thinking that today's bullshit means anything, and it has gotten so fucking watered down and pop, it really doesn't mean shit anymore, you know?
That's like they had to fucking see the Michael Jordan Last Dance documentary to realize that he was better than LeBron, you know? I mean, it's like these motherfuckers got it in their minds made up, LeBron's the GOAT, but then they see this, okay, Michael's the GOAT. It's like we've been knowing that shit. You know, I'm glad they get to see stuff like that, though. Just like I'm glad they get to hear, you know, Duke come out with an album in 2020 or you guys drop a movie in 2020. Now, the I Got Five on it, you know, this is the third, you say, trilogy. What was it like, you know what I'm saying, doing these films? And, like, Todd Bridges, is he in the third one, too?
Yeah, we got everybody that we could from the previous two movies as much as we could because everybody, even if they're not really known as much as Todd, like, for instance, Todd is always working. People might not know it, but he was on a lot of shit, not just on Different Strokes. He was on Little House on the Prairie. He was on Roots, all kinds of shit, fucking Fact of Life. I mean, he was on a lot of shit, and I don't think he's ever really stopped working, even if it's small parts or whatever. I haven't talked to him in like 2 months, but I spoke with him. He was in Vegas for like fucking a year and a half or 2 years, headlining shows in Vegas, you know, doing shows in Vegas. So he's always doing something. But aside from him, though, most of the other guys in the cast are actual real actors or people that, you know, they're doing their own thing. So it's just really hard to get everybody connected. But, you know, we did everything we could, got everybody as much as we can. And it's, you know, we turned it in and hopefully turn out a good product. We've gotten nothing but positivity from it. People are loving it. So, you know, it's working out good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. And now, you know, when you first dropped it, the first one, I remember seeing it in the video store and, you know, and I was all amped up to see it because I was like, hell yeah, man. I fucking reviewed this guy, their stuff, you know. And it's good to see the success that you guys are getting. What about now with all these streaming services? They got a million channels out there. You know what I'm saying? Is that help with you guys when you guys make films or know what I'm saying? Is it a setback? What's the whole scope of that?
Overall, I mean, there's pluses and minuses for it all. I mean, overall, the internet, the digital shit has, I mean, it fucked the music and movie industry 100%. Nobody is making the money they were making. And movies took a shit like you wouldn't believe. You're from, the same era I'm from. So you know how it is to go physically to a store, to a fucking video store, and look through the movie you want to see and get it. And, now there's been like two generations of kids who don't even know what the fuck a video store is. Everything is right at their fingertips. So, and you can never go back to that. Once you give somebody something a certain way, you can't go back to the other way. You know what I'm saying? So I think it really fucked everybody because there's so much bootlegging. It's insane. Hell, this movie, it was, I think the day it was released, somehow I found it on a fucking site. I had to hit them up with a fucking DMCA copyright infringement because they already had it on the site. I was like, fuck, man. You know, I mean, there's always been bootleggers, even before digital shit, but this digital shit just is out of pocket, out of control, man. And, you know, it's kind of a fucking damned if you do, damned if you don't thing as far as liking something. Like, I like that it's able to reach an audience really fast and very far and wide, but it also, you know, it's not as far as making a shit ton of money and being able to keep going and just doing shit. It's way harder now. So, you know, that's why that's kind of one of the reasons why I got disillusioned with the business. I was like, oh, this shit, fuck, I'm putting all this effort in this shit, and I'm, you know, I don't know if I'm going to gamble on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of time.
I mean, luckily, though, we've had enough of a name or whatever, I guess, like our reach has been out there for years. We have kind of a branding with our name, and we've never lost money on movies, us independently. I mean, we got fucked by distributors before, but us doing shit independently and not, we're good, you know? So, but I know it's very, very hard, man. I mean, 100% for sure. It's crazy, crazy hard to even try. I don't even know how shit gets released now, especially in the theaters. It's insane. Like the amount of money they got to make back just to break even. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is, man. It's a whole new ball game for sure. Man, but before we get out of here, I got the homie Sin from France. I know he's got a question or two for you. Sin, yeah. You there, brother?
Yes, sir. What's up? Hi, Scott. Hi, Crooked.
How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I got a question about the album you talk about, Temporary Insanity in 1993, Bitches Never Love. You got a song was crazy. It was How the Hell Can I Come Up? Can you tell us about this one? It was dope.
Yeah, that song. I'm not on that song, but that's Duke and our homeboy JP John Paul that's on that. The homeboy that's on the album, he had done a song, I guess, similar, using that same music to it. I forgot what the hell it was, like a stylistics beat or some shit. And we really liked it. So Duke was like, hey, we should do our own version of it, like a different version. He's all right. So Duke started writing the lyrics and came up with that concept, you know, kind of going back to what we said about trying to be honest and truthful and real and trying to relate to shit, you know, that a person goes through. That's basically what the song is about. You know what I mean? Like a young motherfucker struggling who grows up, you know, in the hood on government fucking assistance and just trying to come up in this madness. You know what I mean? That's the whole concept of the song. And it fit perfectly with that beat. And it's funny, 'cause that's one of the songs that, people bring up and people like. It's you know, it's very well liked. You know, when we did it, it was like it was just a good song for us. We weren't really aiming to make some kind of a fucking, you know, statement or anything. We just made it a song and thought it was good. And then, but it ended up kind of people really liking that song. It took on a life of its own, you know, because people do bring that song up to us a lot. Fans do a lot.
Yeah. You got also one dope song was a New Revolution. It was on Bio With Love.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this one? It was dope song too, political at the same time.
Yeah, man, that was 1994, I believe.
Yes,
I'm not 100%.
Yeah, 1994, yes.
Yeah, that was on the original From the Barrio With Love album. And that was recorded that was the first Darkroom album that was recorded, the entirety was recorded at that studio. And that song was just, it just came together, you know. We had everybody who was in the studio that day recorded on it. That was the first song that also was on. He was barely in high school. I'm not even sure. He might have been barely in high school or fucking junior high when he did that verse. He has a little baby kid voice on that song. But so that's kind of a historical song just for that fact alone. It's got D-Roll in it. It's got Oso's first verse ever recorded on it. And that's another one. People love that song. That's another legendary song, man, that people really, really dig and bring up to us a lot. Definitely one of my favorites for sure, you know. It's crazy that it came out so long ago, you know, but time flies. It feels like yesterday to me, but it's been a while.
It's the same as Mabayo Cries of Soraino. It's a classic song,
yeah.
So it's the same.
Definitely, yeah.
You got also the song We Bring the Heat on your album, The Fair Me. It was a dope song too, We Bring the Heat.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
More recently.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
Maybe you can talk about this one.
Wait, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I was talking over you.
Yeah, I took it about We Bring the Heat, your track about on the Fair Me album.
We Bring the Heat. Shit,
maybe
you
know, it was this one.
I swear to God, I'm I don't remember anything about it right now. That song. I remember the title.
All the titles in his mind from everything you guys ever done, probably.
No, it's crazy. I mean, I remember titles. People will ask me titles. They'll bring shit up, and if I can remember, I'll tell you. Fuck, I know that. Why do I know that song? But I know that's on one of my albums. It's on the second album, but I don't remember who's on it or anything. I couldn't tell you shit about it at all. I don't remember it at all.
Yes,
yeah, that's wild. Yeah, we've had a lot of people say that. Like, Sin will talk about like a project or a song that somebody did a long time ago, and they have to go in their memory bank to try to find it, you know. But thanks, Sin, for asking the questions. But before we do get out of here, I wanted to ask you too. I never had the opportunity to ever talk to Soraino over the years. We know that he, you know, he's not doing rap no more. He's actually a minister. The homie Tony A, we had him on the show before. Tony A, shout out to him. He did an interview with Soraino a couple months ago, man. Very dope, in-depth interview. Did you get a chance to see that at all?
I haven't. No. I have to go in and look at it. Somebody has to send me a link, I guess.
Yeah. I'll send you a link to it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Talking about how he made a change and everything, but also, of course, you know what I'm saying, the history and the music and stuff like that. Tony A is the guy that was High C's producer and DJ. High C DJ Quick and all that. Yeah, he's got a podcast over there. But, you know, it's dope to see where you guys are all at now, though. You know, a lot of you guys are doing, like you said, you guys got families. You're all doing different things. But is there no talks as of right now as far as like a Darkroom Familia reunion, or is that something that's kind of like always in the back of everybody's minds? Like, we need to get together and do another project.
I mean, it all depends. It's like everybody has a different idea of what a reunion means. Like, for instance, everybody who was on this album who Duke talked to and got on it, everybody's all juiced and wants to do music, and they all started to. Like I said, also started to do some shit already. I'm already getting hit up for beats. Hey, bring me a beat, man. Make this beats. So I don't know what if we all come together and do something. Or like fans have hit us up, hey, what about a reunion with so-and-so? And they'll bring up somebody we did music with fucking 15 years ago. I'm like, you know, I don't know, because I would have to go reach out to that person, see what they're up to, what they're doing, how, you know, if they're feeling in, it's like a huge thing because we work with so many people. And but I mean, the core group, you know, we're still here. We talk to one another. You know, I've kicked it with you know, also and his family. He's kicked it with me and my family, KID, you know, D-Roll, EMAC, Young D, you know what I'm saying? We all know each other. We're all close and shit.
Yeah.
But like I said, somebody can bring up an artist we worked with years ago, and I'm like, shit, I haven't
Mr.
even spoken
King
to
or
that
something
person.
Or
fucking,
never.
Whoever. I'm like,
Lino.
I haven't talked to homeboy in like 15 years, bro. I haven't put, you know, somebody brought up somebody. God, who the fuck was it? A fan, because we get hit up by emails all the time. Like, I mean, obviously, I'm not trying to say we're KISS or some shit, but we do get hit up a lot, like quite a lot. And so it's hard to get back to people. And but fans will ask me the oddest shit and like, hey, what about this song? And what were you feeling when you wrote the song? I'm like, bro, I don't even, what the fuck song is that? Or, well, they'll bring somebody up. But one guy brought up an artist we worked with. God, who the fuck was it? It was, I want to say it was Young Ant, which he was actually on. He was actually part of Temporary Insanity. He was on Woke Up Hating the World, but I haven't worked with him or I haven't even seen him in like, God, I don't even know, 20-something years, 22, 23 years, something like that, maybe longer. So, you know, shit like that. I don't know, bro. I mean, it'd be one hell of a reunion if we got every fucking body together to do something. You know what I mean? I don't know. It'd be kind of crazy. It's probably too difficult to do that. But,
yeah.
You know, as far
it
as our guys
be,
here that we're close to, everybody's juiced to do music and they all want to do solo. So I don't know what can come from, whatever comes of that, you know, maybe, you know. I never say
maybe
never, like I said.
Something else. Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's what's up, man. And please, everybody listening, go support. You know what I'm saying? I got Duke's new album, The Darkest Hour, both of them available right now. And before we get out of here, Crooked Man, please give everybody the info, man, if they want to, you know what I'm saying, get at you guys.
Yeah, hit us up, man. We're on fucking YouTube. I think it's youtube.com/officialdarkroom. We're on Instagram. Also, I believe it's Official Darkroom, unless I'm fucking nuts. And fucking Facebook, Twitter, all our shit's everywhere. Go to Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, Vudu, Google Play. And you'll find our stuff. Just type in Darkroom Familia or type in the movie I Got Five on it. And you'll see our stuff, you know. But, yeah, definitely hit us up, man. Instagram is probably the one, like, the most active. If you guys want to check us out on there, hit us up. Let us know what you think. And hopefully everybody will like this stuff. But one last thing, man. Also, if you I always say this because it's important. If you really like something, support it. Don't bootleg shit, man, because you might think it's not hurting an artist, but, you know, you got to think about this. You're not the only one who's bootlegging it. Somebody else is, and another person, another person, another person. You know what I mean? And it adds up. And if it gets to a point where the artist gets no money for all the shit he did or put or all the money he invested into a project, it's not going to be worth it for that artist to do anything anymore, any music or movies or anything. You know what I mean? So support what you like or it's going to go away and you're going to be left with bullshit that you don't like or water down bullshit or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's up to the fans out there. Support what you like. If you got love for something, you want to support it, like for real, support it, you know?
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, shit is so cheap, though. Shit is so cheap right now to be, you know, the rentals for the movies or the album itself. I mean, it costs as much as buying a fucking coffee at Starbucks, man. Come on, you can't afford a fucking coffee at Starbucks, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Not that difficult to support, you know what I'm saying, artists, you know, that's putting content out there. And you know, since you've been doing it, you guys haven't stopped. I mean, even if you took a break for a year or two or whatever, you know, you've still remained consistent over the years. I mean, nobody's really got the type of catalog that Darkroom has. You're talking the 100-something albums or more. I can't even keep track. If you can't keep track, I know I fucking can't. But, man, thank you, Crooked, as always. It's always good to chop it up with you, man. Y'all take care of yourselves and be safe. And we're gonna get out of here, man. We're going to play this song, OGs, man. Could you kind of, like, tell us about the song?
OGs. I don't remember who produced this song at all. I think it might have been Duke. I don't know. But this is OGs, Duke of Darker Familia, The Darkest Hour. OGs featuring Crooked and Young D. I hope you like it. Much love for the support to all the fans. And, of course, to you, Scott. Much love, man.
Thank you, brother. You take care.
You too.
Visit, I know OG classic. Like Jurassic, show respect, don't get your ass kicked. I'm a bastard, so bitch, don't test me. If you hate me, bitch, I'll make you detest me. Like Marvin gets messy, coming from the project. Northside Hayward, where it's full of narcotics. Hyped alcoholics, fucked up authority. Police with a passion for hating all minorities. I got stories, boy, from Main Street and Campo Ramos. Where I grew up with a bunch of veteranos. My hermanos, wearing rojo paños. We see la jura coming, shit, ya nos vamos. That's what I'm saying, boy. Oh, jeez. Got the 9mm toys. Oh, jeez. But we ain't playing games, man. Oh, jeez. Put a hot one in your fucking brain. Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, boy. Oh, jeez. Got the 9mm toys. Oh, jeez. But we ain't playing games, man. Oh, jeez. Put a hot one in your fucking brain.
Raised on tortillas and government cheese. Creased dickies, bendies, and oldies. Up to no good, avoiding the police. Street schooled by NSH. Red race, red Pendleton, and a flipped up hat. Disagreement settled with a baseball bat. Keep a small circle and beware of rats. Cause some claim loyalty but love to chat. Maintain a low pro, keep your business tight. Work safe, grow, let the gammas have the spotlight. Got beef, look a man in his eyesight. Wanna beef bark, OG's bite.
That's what I'm saying, boy. Oh, jeez. Got the 9mm toys. Oh, jeez. But we ain't playing games, man. Oh, jeez. Put a hot one in your fucking brain. Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, boy. Oh, jeez. Got the 9mm toys. Oh, jeez. But we ain't playing games, man. Oh, jeez. Put a hot one in your fucking brain.
Scoop Dicky and Little Bottle Mickey's. Rolling up a cabby with the homie Sticky Icky. Running from the coppers and hiding from the choppers. Another dirty pig trying to take my ghetto proper. Born a minority, hated the authority. Stacking on my paper was my only priority. Hated by the system, never been a victim. An OG motherfucker, if you want some, come and get some. Northern Cali raised, in the valley up in a haze. The Stockton 219, I'm on the place I can't be phased. From my hood to your block, I came up off crack rock. The dark room is OG, y'all bitches can suck up.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, boy. Oh, jeez. Got the 9mm toys. Oh, jeez. But we ain't playing games, man. Oh, jeez. Put a hot one in your fucking brain. Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, boy. Oh, jeez. Got the 9mm toys. Oh, jeez. But we ain't playing games, man. Oh, jeez. Put a hot one in your fucking brain.
A nigga like me, man. Like me, man. I love the game. I love the hustle. I done sold coke on these streets, man. Hash, weed, heroin. As long as niggas is feeling it, a nigga like me can hustle. But if I leave, the fans still gonna love me, man. I get love out here, man.
I'm back in the game, back on the grind. Still make a meal from a dark room rhymes. Follow the rules, always in line. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. My mind is on steady, I get that stack. I'm from the Bay Area, home of the Mac. We bumping the stereos all over the map. Barbarian pussy is talking the smack. I attack who I choose, got nothing to lose. There's no fucking truth, I gotta stroke you. These haters amused, can't walk in my shoes. Don't let me loose of this pussy's abuse. I'm used to respect, it's all I expect. You new to this game, you best come correct. I've been making checks since you was the West. You know who this is, I'm a dark room vet. I don't forget, I don't forget. I'll make you regret everything that you did. You won't wanna live, you won't. You dig,
I've been addicted since I was a kid to get rid of a mark. I roam in the dark. You see the flash when the beast on the sparks. I got the balls, I got the heart. You fucking shook and falling apart.
I love the game. I love the hustle, man.
Man, you a hustler, motherfucker, man. For real, man.
I love the game. I love the hustle, man.
Man, you a hustler, motherfucker, man. For real,
man. I love the game. I love the hustle, man.
Man, you a hustler, motherfucker, man.
Yeah, T-Lo. What up, Duke? What up, Crooked? East Coco Street to the dark room. Back in the game, keeping my head focused. To the game, while the suits be the coldest. Never folded while the others unfolded. Folded while holding the stakes that be golden. Knocking opponents, taking no action. Set my action for the blacks. What happened? Whatever happened, they lost us back when. I'ma stay moving and keeping it packed in. I'ma keep it solid with loyalty. I'ma be your down for the family. Through the tragedies and the casualties, personalities in the far can't see. Never flee my reality, cause I gotta keep my sanity. Temporarily lost. Simultaneously sparks, mentally stay charged. Tired of fools that bark. Thinking my moving and proving you clueless. Just in my tuning while brewing my view. And I'm coming into it, the humans that flew with the streets. We cruising, respecting or losing.
I love the game. I love the hustle, man.
Man, you a hustler, motherfucker, man. For real, man.
I love the game. I love the hustle, man.
Man, you a hustler, motherfucker, man. For real, man.
I love the game. I love the hustle, man.
Man, you a hustler, motherfucker, man. For real, man.
I love the game. I love the hustle, man.
Man, you a hustler, motherfucker, man. For real, man.
Back in the game, I've been in the game. Pay no brain till she's more so lame. Northern Cali pride, I rip my terrain. Rack the slide before I take aim. Born in the dark, molded like Bane. Ignited the spark that started this flame. So many marks are retarded for fame. But I hustle hard for the dollars and change. Great race and pain, but I remain sane. Learn long ago not to shit blame. Haters should stay, speak everyone's name. Mad at the world cause they failed the game. Any success they never obtain. Envy's ingrained in their DNA strain. They're stuck at the station while we're on the train. No aspirations are all bit. They bit bitter bitches, no riches, no names. Jealous scrubs, descendants of Cain. Business relentless as I was just. No rivals, no equals in the RF's reign. Hard work, hustle, the dark on my frame. No bitches, conformers, we can't be contained. The powers that be, do like what we're saying. But I've seen through the bullshit, my mind's been unchained.
I love the game. I love the hustle, man.
Man, you a hustler, motherfucker, man. For real, man.
I love the game. I love the hustle, man.
Man, you a hustler, motherfucker, man. For real, man.
I love the game. I love the hustle, man.
Man, you a hustler, motherfucker, man. For real, man.
I love the game. I love the hustle, man.
Man, you a hustler, motherfucker, man. For real, man.